Janine.
Hi, Renee.
So good to see you. We're back.
It's so good. I know we're back. It's been a little hiatus, but we're back on the Tummy Whisperer.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be back. You are looking phenomenal. You are looking so good. I'm so excited for your journey and how well you're doing. And I mean, it's so great to see you with a big smile on your face and your skin looks clear. And
thanks. I honestly thank you so much for starting me on my gluten and dairy-free revolution. I feel like a different person.
It is a revolution. I mean, and the thing is too, you know, people just don't know what they don't know. And then they have this fear around certain things. So it could make it just really easy to kind of just stay stuck. So here's where I kind of wanted to start today. I wanted to, you know, talk about being stuck. I want to talk about tips for self-care. And I wanted to make it easy for people so they can like grab onto one or two things, because there's so much information out there. And I always start these podcasts with, there's so much information out there about this, about that. And there is, right? But what do we do to take care of ourselves? Well, there's so many things. And with so many things, it's so easy to say, do it tomorrow. Right? I'll look at walking tomorrow. I'll do some breathing tomorrow. But if you can just dial it back and just step into just tiny little baby steps of doing one thing, whether it's looking at maybe changing something in your diet, checking in with your body and seeing how that feels, reaching out for help, and just kind of doing a little bit of something, that is the start of everything right there. And I read this to you earlier, and I have to, of course, go into the my Facebook page so that I could, and somehow I'm not live on Facebook, but maybe it's because I didn't refresh.
I see you live. I just shared.
Oh, okay. There I am.
There you are.
One of my colleagues and coaches, Jennifer Ellis Schutz, is a fantastic teacher. And she always posts these wonderful things that get you to step back and think. And I want to read this for everybody listening. So self-care tips, and I'll read it slow. Stop to reflect, refocus, regroup, restart, revisit, reboot, recharge, and reach out as often as needed. I mean, that is just encompasses everything right there. You know, and it doesn't matter what it is in life, whether it's health or whether it's work or whatever it is, you really have to make the time to take a little bite out of something. And when you slip, you know, people get so hard on themselves. Oh, I cheated. I did this, you know. No cheating. Hit the reset button. Like, you got the next hour and the next day. And people are so hard on themselves. And I see this over and over and over again with my clients, with myself. I mean, it's true. So when we can just step back, take a breath, and restart, right? I got to read it again. Reflect. What do I want for this? Whatever. Refocus some energy into it, because where your energy goes, energy flows, right? Regroup. You have to do a little bit of work. You have to make a little bit of time to do something, whether you're taking your drops on your weight loss journey, or you're doing more water, or you're getting your water prepared, or whatever it is. Restart, right? Starting to do it. I'm reading it here because I want to get this tattooed on my shoulder, on my face, actually. Revisit, you know, revisit without shaming. I think that's such a big deal for people, you know. Oh, I didn't do this. Oh, I ate this. Oh, I can't. And that's true. People feel so defeated and they feel like they can't. And I'm here to give you guys a message. You can do anything you want. And it doesn't have to be this big Herculean thing where you're going gluten, dairy free. You're taking out the soy, you're taking out the corn. Taking out the histamines, you're going to eat all organic food blessed by monks. I mean, start slow, do what you can, and reach out to experts for help. Do some reading, go online, share information, talk to friends. I mean, there's so much support out there with the people who are in your life for the reason that they're in your life, right?
I agree. I also think too, Renee, I would start something with good intention and then stop it before I was able to see the result in what I was doing. So for example, until I stopped gluten and dairy I felt better after a week, but I felt really good after, let's say, a month and then two months.
Yes.
So now I can really feel the difference. It's like being a vegetarian for years and then suddenly eating meat and you feel instantly like crap. It's the same type of scenario that occurs when you eliminate food groups and crap out of your diet and then you put it in again.
Right. It's true. And it's true for most people. And I think there's like this kind of irrational fear of, oh, if I take gluten out, I'm going to have to be gluten-free forever. I'm not going to be able to eat it again ever. And I'm not going to be able to do it. So guess what? I'm not going to do it. No. Start somewhere. And you and I have talked about this. It was so easy for you because it is so easy these days to take gluten out. I mean, guys, water is gluten-free. If you're drinking water, it's a mindset with gluten. It's like, don't take it away. In fact, I had this elderly lady. She was very clear with me, saying to me, I need some help. Nausea, diarrhea. She's desperate, right? She says, but don't take away my gluten. I said, well, I'm going to be honest with you. We will be talking about that. She's like, well, talking about it, fine, but taking away, I'm just full transparency. I'm just not going to do it. I said, that's fine if you want to continue to feel like shit, because we don't know if gluten is an issue not or till you take it out. So anyway, we started with like small little baby steps, and she got very excited when I told her that Snickers were gluten-free. It made her life, even though there's bioengineered disgusting ingredients in there, but she was all about the Snickers.
That is hilarious. Oh, you can have all the chemicals you want, but it happens to be gluten-free. Well, I'm going to buy it. Like,
yeah.
Awesome.
But people self-sabotage without even knowing that they're doing it. You know, if they would just pause, where am I in the list? Revisit, reboot, recharge, or, reboot is part of it. But the pausing should be somewhere in there. Refocus is the same as pause. If you pause and just get quiet for 30 seconds, you can kind of formulate what you want to do with your day. You know, what you want to have for dinner. Can you prepare a little bit of something healthy for dinner so that you and your family have something that's going to be anti-inflammatory to eat? I mean, there's just so much, and I can go on and on. But, in my own healing journey too, because me, Janine, I struggle. I've got my issues. This is great for me to talk about it because it reminds me too that I'm not perfect, and I don't expect perfection from anybody because nobody is. I'm here to be a conduit to help people, to support people from wherever they are and help push them in the right direction for whatever is right for them. And myself,
I think people can give themselves some grace if they do slip up. I mean, have I been 1,000% gluten-free in the last few months? No. Have I had a few bites here and there? Sure. But I'm not going to have a bag of something. If I slip up, that's okay. You have to be able to forgive yourself too and say, hey, you know what? It's okay. Not everybody's perfect. We're not perfect. We're still a species. We're still an animal, right?
Yes, absolutely. And it's so true. When we get, and I myself too, have shamed myself for, coming off. I had an ear infection months ago and I had to take some antibiotics for it. And the sugar cravings were monumental. And I was not going to not give in. I mean, I'm filling up my car with gas and I'm getting a Hershey bar, like a king size one. And I'm like, yeah, and I'm eating it. And I'm like, this is good, until it's not good. But I felt bad. And I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be. But then I was like, no, I'm just going to have some joy in eating this and I'll do something different tomorrow or whatever it is. And that's what the focus of this live is today, is to stop beating the crap out of yourself. Pause, take a breath, forgive yourself, because we're all human. And if you have a Hershey bar from the gas station that's king size, like I did after my ear infection from those fucking antibiotics. Oh my God. I mean, it was just epic, those cravings. Then that's okay. That's okay. You just, do something different the next day, or try to regroup, or try to do a little something to combat. And if you do a little something, you're helping yourself.
Is that your go-to, Renee? Like a Hershey bar?
Well, I mean, I don't buy higher end chocolate. I like the Hue Company HU because it's cleaner, but I have histamine issues. So I don't really typically buy chocolate, but I just was like starving. I knew I wasn't near home. I didn't have anything with me. And I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna.
Mine is the first go-to. See, my gas station go-to is a Slim Jim. Always.
Oh, yeah. That's probably better than a Hershey's bar.
Or like sure. Jerky. I mean, I know there's chemicals in it. And who knows what type of meat it actually is. But it, I mean, so it could be camel, you know, shoved into a casing. I don't know. But
great God, good.
And
you know, when I got Rook and I went to the Nature's Feed in Spring Grove, I didn't realize all the different kind of proteins they have for animals. They have kangaroo, alligator, like kangaroo kibble. They gave me a little sample of it. He loves everything. I know. Can you imagine eating a little kangaroo? They're so cute.
But they're I think they're invasive in Australia. Aren't they a little invasive?
Which is why they make people out of them. But yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty much over the Hershey's thing now. I'm doing better. But again, my message to everybody is just be easy with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Don't yell at yourself. Life is hard enough. You know, turn that volume down. Give yourself some grace and give yourself, you know, find some silver lining in something that you're going to do for yourself. Whether you're going to take a minute to just take a breath in, lift your arms up, inhale, move that lymph, and exhale. That's something that took 5 seconds, right? People can do it. So we're at the part of the list that was recharge. Because once you reboot, you're recharging. And of course, reaching out for help, reaching out to your friends, your family, your community, the people that are like-minded like yourself, who understand. In fact, I just got a wonderful new client this morning who found me from Natural Awakenings. And, you know, people like tread lightly with politics and vaccines and organics and presidents. And, you know, she started off the conversation with, I better tread lightly because this is how I feel about, you know, genetically modified food. I'm like, gosh, it's the same way that I feel about it. So we kicked open the door and had a lovely conversation. And, you know, those people are out there. And be open to learning. Be open to knowing that you are perfect in the moment that you are right now. I was perfect in the moment I had the Hershey bar. It was what I wanted. I felt bad initially on the first two Hershey bars. I say Hershey bar, I had like four of them in like the course of like a 10-day span. Oh, you know, that augmentin, that is a gut wrecker, according to my colleague. So it wrecked me good. But again, my hope for people is to just listening here, maybe get a little glimmer of something they've been wanting to do. I've been wanting to do a little bit of yoga. I've been wanting to, listen to some breathing meditations or do, you know, start walking, or maybe I'm going to try gluten-free bread and see if it's really as good as Renee say it is. Like, I love the Canyon Bakehouse one for people who are starting to try. And there's
the
a lot of
butter.
Sunflower seed butter, right? The Once Again brand for the people listening who have Whole Foods near you or Woodman's. Once Again, it's $8 for the large jar. And my husband eats it like it's crack. I would literally, you tell, put some on an apple, I'm like, that's like $5 right there.
Yeah, totally. It's so good.
But yes, it is so good. And again, the invitation is to just try something. Challenge yourself to try something new in your kitchen. You know, see how you like it. There's so many good things out there. And Janine, you are a walking testament. You went gluten-free within the second we hung up our initial consultation, hit the ground running, and you felt better instantly.
And so, I feel like for me, and like you were saying, it's a crawl, walk, run, it's baby steps. But for me, I'm like an all or nothing type of person. So like if I go in, I want to go in 100%. Because for me, if I didn't take everything out of my fridge and everything out of my pantry and just say I'm done with it and start fresh, psychologically for me, that works. But I know I'm not like, everyone's different, right? But I know that for me, I'm like, I'm doing it all because I don't feel well. Something's got to give. And if I don't do it now, my health is at stake.
Well, and that's it. For some people, you know, their gallbladder has to be falling out of their butthole before they make any changes. And that's okay. You know, they have to be at their end point. You ended up in urgent care. You're like, yep, something's going to change. So, and that's okay, you know, but we don't want people to get to that end point where they're faced with forcing to have to make decisions. This should be an energy of wanting to because you feel ready because you're feeling not so great to begin with. And there's different layers for everybody. Like you said, walk, run, crawl for you. You're not that. You are hit the ground running. I'm doing it. Some people need the baby steps. It's okay. It's whatever pace people need to go for them. There's no wrong answer. So yeah, that was, I need to step that off my soapbox. But you know, I hope this wasn't soapboxy because again, I'm you. I'm everybody listening. I'm still you. Just because I'm a practitioner doesn't mean I'm doing everything right. I'm doing what I can to make myself better. And you know, I had a birthday last weekend and did I eat a little off the diet?
Yeah. Happy birthday, Renee.
Thank you. I ate a little bit off the diet. Did my body, you know, let me know? No. My body was like, hey, we got this. I'm like, interesting. So I was great. It was great because I was able to have a little cheat and not feel the repercussions. So I'm also taking a few new supplements that are helping with mineral balancing, which I'm learning how to do right now. And it's wonderful.
And what type of supplements are those?
Well, it's minerals for where I was deficient. So I'm in a program right now for a hair tissue mineral analysis. And it's mind-numbingly exciting. It's really a lot to know, but it worked. It's whole body. And we've become very deficient with minerals, which are the spark plugs of life when we have trauma and emotional stress and physical stress and everything else that goes along with it. So this is a way to rebalance the system. And I've been feeling really nice on my minerals, which is why I feel like I was able to have a little cheat on my birthday. So, you know, when you work hard during the week with your diet and you can have a little cheat and not fall off the cliff, hey, why not?
it's so funny because I did my first 6 weeks of the plan that I was just on. I have got to do another cycle. But in the meantime, I'm trying to get healthy gluten-free snacks that MacGyver would like, even though he like loves gluten. He's one of those people.
It's gluten-free. Tell him it's extra gluten. Here you go.
I found Fig Newton bars that are gluten-free.
Yes, Pamela.
And I bought that. Yeah. And I bought them. I'm so excited. And hopefully he doesn't read the box because then he won't eat them. But I'm hoping that if I just take them out of the box, he won't know the difference. And that's
just put him in the, just take a Sharpie to like where it says gluten-free. But yeah, the Pamela, she makes a blueberry or raspberry, a fig. Mark loves them. We don't buy that because we try not to have that kind of sweets in the house because I can't be trusted. If that stuff is here, I'm just like, well, it's here. I mean, I'm not going to not eat it.
For sure.
So we're going to kind of not buy it and try to get full and get that craving satisfied with some dark berries and like a little bit of something else. But yeah, I mean, this is pretty apropos for where you're at too. A nice reminder for you as you've been working so hard on your journey, doing your weight loss journey, which is something that I don't do. But again, have to have an anti-inflammatory diet to have any successful weight loss and weight management journey. And you had that foundational piece before you started, which was perfect because that's why I believe you're having so much success.
And
success
water.
Water.
Water. I was not a water drinker. And you've always, every time I see you, you've got your water with me. And now it's like, I wasn't doing it. I just wasn't doing it. I wasn't making a conscious effort.
Well, not only that, though, there is the air traffic control center, the brain, the hypothalamus dictates kind of, you know, what it needs. And when you have starved your body, you've dehydrated your body, your brain just learns how to kind of shut that mechanism off. So it doesn't even tell your tongue that you're dehydrated, which means take a sip of water, right? But now that you've opened up the floodgate, the brain's like, oh, yeah, good. Thank you. I was waiting for some hydration in here. And then you can start to have that proper mechanism of, hey, I'm a little thirsty. Take a sip of water. And water is best sipped throughout the day, not guzzled at mealtime. You're going to wash away your digestive hydrochloric acid and digestive juices. So keeping yourself hydrated throughout the day, adding some minerals, a little bit of salt is good for people. I recommend Redmond's salt. I like that over the pink salt, which has a lot of heavy metals. Or a Celtic sea salt is okay too, but you know, I think the oceans are so polluted. So a Redmond salt's my favorite, and add salt. Everybody's so afraid of salt and people are deficient. They need it. And my urine test that I run will show the deficiency in chloride and just chloride, but in relation to stomach acid and how people are producing enough digestive enzymes. So there's a way to check to see if your fear of salt is true or myth.
That's so true. Everyone says for years, you know, no salt. But salt, it's just like anything else. Salt is not going to give you, if you're eating like crap, you're going to have high blood pressure. Putting salt on food, if you eat healthy, it's not going to make your blood pressure go skyrocketing. But people want to hear certain pieces of things and then formulate in their own mind their own story and not be knowledgeable and educated. It's not comical, but it's quite scary.
Ding, 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 ding. Preach. You took the words right out of my mouth. And two, people have to add in their own story about how they can make something be true for them so they don't have to do the work. So kind.
So you might.
Where you're at.
None of us are getting out alive, Renee, and it's just how we want to go out. You want to go out with less ailments and less aches and pains and less trauma to the body, or do you want to take the hard road and choose that life? There's a better way.
Well, and I'll tell you something. It brings me to Mark, you know, plays chess, hence my dog's name, Rook. And he is so cute. I'm not the best chess player, so I haven't been playing with him often, but he likes to play. So he went on, what's that website? The Neighborhood Watch?
Neighborhood.
Yeah, Neighborhood. Or the, oh, Next Door.
Next Door.
Neighborhood Watch.
Neighborhood.
He went on the Next Door to find somebody in the area who he could play chess with. He found this really sweet 86-year-old man, wheels himself in his electric wheelchair to the place on the busy street to meet Mark to play chess. He's got his oxygen on, coughing, smoking, you know, he's not smoking, coughing, and said to Mark, I wish I would have known. I wish I wouldn't have smoked. You know, I was a smoker, and had I known, you know, so I'm here to tell you, you know now, you know, people, he's having a hard time breathing and he wheels himself down the busy street to go meet Mark to play chess on Sundays. And it's adorable. But at the same time, you know, he's having trouble with his lungs because he was a smoker. I don't want to have, I already have, you know, because of my nervous system dysregulation kind of lung stuff, which is scary enough of itself. You know, why put yourself through that? Why add toxic food to your body? Why use toxic chemicals in the house? You know, why use Glade plugins? That's one. If you want to ever, like, you know, have me block you on Facebook and never talk to you again, tell me that you use Glade plugins and that will be the end of our relationship. You're they're the worst. You're just breathing in straight chemistry and people don't know. And I'm not, you know, trying to be bitchy to people or trying to make their house smell good, but essential oils or just keep your house clean. You know, if you've got
organic eucalyptus and
the diffuser.
Right.
Yes.
So simple to make small changes. It's so easy. It's just people get in their head. Well, this is something I've always done. And since people are creatures of habits, but even though their habits are bad, they still choose them. That's psychology in itself.
Psychology and marketing, because, you know, freshen your house with Febreze. And I mean, I watch those commercials and I'm kind of triggered because I have had multiple chemical sensitivities. I mean, they're way better. They're way dialed back. But, you know, are they? I was in the bathroom of the restaurant I was in Friday night and I smelled the plug-in from about 50 feet before I got in the bathroom and it was in there and I took it out and threw it in the garbage. I sent the restaurant a lesson. And of any restaurant I go to, if there is a plug-in there, you find your plug-in in the garbage and I was at your restaurant, it was me. I fully admit it. I will throw the plug-in in the garbage.
That's why I love Renee Barishinger.
It's rude, but it's not. People who are listening right now were like, I cannot take plug-ins. They know. If I go to Menards and Mark, like, the plug-in aisle is a wall and he'll look at it and look at me and I'm like, I'm triggered. Don't do this. I mean, kidding, because I'm not, but I look at it and I'm like, if there was just essential oils or eucalyptus, the chemical, it's so much chemistry. And I don't want to, you know, spend the whole time talking about this. But again, this is about, but
this is informed about good choices. Tips. Yeah. And
tips, informed like, choices.
Like, do you like products. Seventh generation cleaning products?
I think they're a lot cleaner. I like Seventh Generation or sometimes Melaleuca, but Seventh Generation is great because you can get it. I think
Melaleuca is great as well. I used to use Melaleuca products.
Melaleuca is good. I use doTERRA cleaning products. I use whatever is clean-ish. You know, again, for people who are like, oh, Melaleuca is not good. Like, I'm not touting any brands here. What I'm saying is, don't get Lysol. Don't get Mr. Clean. Melaleuca would be better than that. The doTERRA is good. You know, the Pine Seventh Sol. Generation is fine. Pine Sol.
Fabuloso.
Fabuloso. I know. Gain. I mean, the commercials where they're smelling the Gain and they're all getting like, look like they just, you know, did a bong or something. They're like, oh, it's amazing. They're all like high on Gain. And yeah, they are, because all those receptors in the brain are like addicted to the chemistry. I mean, it's bad.
When those scientists go home at night, I wonder if they think I'm doing for what's good for humanity, or I've been a lab rat and I'm creating chemicals that people wash their clothes in and are harmful. Like, what do they go? How do they sleep at night?
I think there are some that have a conscience. I had a client that used to work for NutraSweet, and she quit working after she saw what it did to people. She was in corporate, and she. I think they gave her like the golden parachute, and she said, bye. And she said, I just can't get behind a company that is hurting people. So, yeah. So there are people with a catch. And then doctors too, there are some doctors that are really on board. They go into a boutique practice because you don't want to be told by the American Medical Association what to prescribe, how much they're going to prescribe. They want to, you know, help people with exercise, walking, water, eating clean food. There are doctors out there that exist that like to do that. I mean, they're the small percentage, but they do exist. My thyroid doc is that doc. I'll never forget walking into his practice years ago, and on his whiteboard was, drink more water, don't eat gluten, don't eat dairy, eat organic, and have joy in food. And I was like, this is a medical doctor's office in Northwestern? It wow. just shocked me. And I was like, I'm in. And he's fantastic. So find a holistic doctor that wants to talk to you about what you're eating. If you, you know, everybody needs a medical doctor because they need it. But you don't want one that's going to say, clean your house with Febreze or myself, and not even understand about chemicals and how they can affect people. My internist, my GP who sends me patients actually told me that, he has patients that come up looking like smokers from living next door to smokers, and the smoke does make it through the wall, the drywall, and eventually their hardcore smokers will make it in. And they're showing, his patients show symptoms of looking like they've been a chain smoker for a decade, living next door to a smoker that's not even in your house. Isn't that unbelievable? Our world's toxic. It's polluted. So this was like two podcasts in one, but getting back to where we started, folks. Do something for yourself, even if it's little. It's not little, it's huge. Or at least try to get your head in the right space to embrace some change and embrace doing something for yourself. And of course, always reach out to me for help. You can find me at thetummywhisperer.com. I'm here to answer questions and mostly to give you the support that you need when you're not getting the support from friends or family or loved ones, or you just feel lost and you're not sure what to do. I'm absolutely here to help and answer questions and light your way for you on your journey. I'm not going to do the work for you, but I'm going to show you and help you and educate you. And at the end of the day, you get to make your own decisions about what works for you. I'm here to give you information and support and guidance. So that's what I have for today. And gosh, it's good to be back.
It's good to be back, guys. And remember to follow, share, download The Tummy Whisperer on Apple and Spotify and all the preferred platforms out there. Leave Renee a 5-star rating. She's worth it. I'm a true testament and testimonial for her that she does have your best intention, and she will guide you in the right way.
Thank you so much, Janine. And great to see everybody. And we'll see everybody back here in 2 weeks.